Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:17 now on this Tuesday morning, January 19th, the day before Inauguration Day, about 26, almost 27 hours from the time Joe Biden takes the oath of office. Jason Blazekas joins us, our friend, former U.S. counterterrorism official who worked in the federal government for nearly 20 years, now a professor at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies and director of the Center of Terrorism, Extremism, and Counterterrorism, CTEC. Morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tommy. I hope you're doing well as well.
I am. I hope everything and pray that everything goes smoothly tomorrow. What are your major concerns, I guess, looking ahead?
So I was really worried over the course of the weekend that we would witness some acts of violence. But thankfully, the weekend passed. January 17th, Sunday, was slated as a day for a number of protests across the country at various capitals. No unrest, no deaths, but we're not out of the woods yet. And the 20th is a really important day, Inauguration Day. But the good thing is the Capitol is very well fortified. There's more than 20,000 troops there. But I am still worried about the various other capitals and soft targets. And I think we have to guard against individuals who may try to do harm in other ways against well-fortified targets. So that's something that we need to guard for. I'm also following reports of insider threats, too. That is something that is a great concern, apparently, to the FBI. They're vetting all the National Guard members that are there. And there was a report recently that just came out that individuals associated with QAnon are talking about online trying to steal National Guard uniforms so they can infiltrate the proceedings. So there are a lot of disparate threat streams out there of concern, but it seems as if at this point there's nothing specific or concrete.
The thought did cross my mind that, and I think a lot of QAnon followers believe this, I don't know if there's any truth to it or not, I'm not saying I believe it, I'm saying the thought crossed my mind of you have all of these troops with all of these weapons and you're putting them right at the seat of government, and you're hoping and you're presuming, and I guess rightfully so, that they're on the right side, right?
Absolutely, but there is good reason for the FBI to carry out these investigations to ensure that those people who are in the inner circle, who have access to key individuals, members of Congress, the president-elect team, vice president-elect team, that they are being carefully vetted. Because as we saw on the 6th, you had a lot of active duty military members, reservists, National Guard members, retired members of the military and law enforcement actually breached the Capitol building. So there is this insider threat component to some of these radical right-wing white supremacist organizations and conspiracy theorists like QAnon. So your fears are not unwarranted, Tommy. There is a concern there.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Jason Blazekas, former U.S. counterterrorism official, worked in the federal government for nearly 20 years. And we're talking about Washington being ready for potential unrest before, during, and after Joe Biden's inauguration. And he's mentioning soft targets that, and again, you could look at it from that standpoint of everybody's concentrated on Washington leaving this or that. for the most part, unprotected. And what would some of those targets potentially be? 8:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jason Blazekas, former U.S. counterterrorism official who worked in the federal government for nearly 20 years, now a professor at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies and director of the Center of Terrorism, Extremism, and Counterterrorism, or as it's otherwise known, CTEC. Jason, one thing that I thought of, and others have come up with this, you know, I'm not saying it was my original thought or anything, but when Amazon kicked Parler off, et cetera, and I'm just concerned that what could have been monitored has been driven underground, and that, while done maybe with the best of intentions, actually hurt law enforcement's ability to track and trace these kind of things?
So that's a really good question. A lot of speculation about that, and taking down Parler, Twitter's actions and Facebook's actions to take down other individuals and groups, it certainly could make it more difficult for law enforcement to track, especially as individuals move to encrypted applications like Signal to communicate. Right after those actions were taken, there was a big spike in people downloading Signal, for instance. Now, that doesn't mean law enforcement is completely in a dark hole here. If people recall from this past fall, the plot to potentially assassinate and kidnap Governor Whitmer was largely planned via WhatsApp and encrypted applications, but the FBI had already thankfully infiltrated the organization. They were all over those communications. So they can use other means to get inside these groups and then see what they're talking about, even if they are using encrypted applications. It just means a little bit more work on their end. But just keep in mind, they do have some visibility into these applications as well, especially if they get warrants.
So, yeah, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they wanted to attack anybody. They just want to cause sheer terror, right? That's what a terrorist does, and make everybody afraid. But when it comes to QAnon or other radical groups, Proud Boys, etc., are they strictly aimed at government buildings, government organizations, or would they, has there been any indication that they would have something like a subway or some along those lines where people that were not associated with the government would be hurt?
So QAnon and the Proud Boys have definitely carried out acts of violence against civilians. You know, one of the QAnon's adherents' first attacks were of a private citizen, for instance. So these are times in which government, federal government entities, buildings are very well fortified. That's going to lead to a pivot to softer targets. There's a history here of both groups attacking private citizens. I'm really worried about the media. On January 6th, scrawled in the door of the Capitol during the riot was "murder the media." Media is a target. Social media could be a target too, especially as Twitter, Facebook, and Google take down the accounts associated with far-right figures. The local congressional office, the district offices of members of Congress, they're not as well fortified as the Capitol building. So you have these things that are softer targets that present targets of opportunity for QAnon and Proud Boy types.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think the chances are we see some type of violent attack tomorrow?
I think tomorrow in Washington, D.C., pretty low, and the state capitals the same. I think we have to guard for the future. When the guard of the government comes down, that's when we're going to be most at risk. So post-January 20th, I think we have to be wary.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Jason, as always. Have a good day, okay?
You too, Tommy. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Former U.S. counterterrorism official, worked in the federal government for about 20 years. We're going to take a break, talk to Christian when we come back about the Saints. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.